Global financial markets were recently shaken by rising defaults on housing mortgages. What does this mean for the world's money supply and confidence in Western financial institutions? Are we on the verge of a major upheaval in the world economy? And most importantly, what does this mean for your pocketbook? What do you need to learn from today's rapidly changing economy? Stay with us on Beyond Today to learn whether you are living in a 9-10 economy.
Join our host, Darris McNeely, and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
On September 11th, 2001, Islamic terrorists attacked America, and overnight, everything changed. The signs and warnings of such an attack were there the day before, but were ignored, misunderstood, and glossed over by those charged with protecting the security of the nation. Had they been properly analyzed and acted upon, the tragedy could have been averted. But none of the warning signs were understood, and the terrorist attacks hit the nation. And much has changed for America and the West since that fateful day. Now come signs of a looming financial crisis that could completely change the global economy and have a dramatic impact on America's role as the world's dominant economic power. Will we heed the signs in advance? Recently, the world's financial markets experienced a crisis caused by falling confidence in what is called the subprime lending market. Banks, brokerage houses, and mortgage lenders in America and Europe were stung by the rising defaults on risky loans made to home buyers on very reckless terms. Buyers took out loans on the gamble that housing prices would continue to rise. Lenders extended credit on a gamble that the buyers would not default on the loans. Here's the way it worked. These risky, low-interest, adjustable loans were resold to other lending institutions with the prospect of high returns to investors. Investors as diverse as Citibank and the Royal Bank of Scotland bought these loans. The risk was spread far and wide and among many investors. Eventually, no one could really identify where the risk was. A number of factors eventually occurred. These loans, made to working-class people, eventually began to escalate in interest. The monthly payments got larger, and people could not make the payments. Maybe not even you could make your payment. Massive numbers of loans went into default, putting at risk the securities built on the original loans. The result was fear in the markets, and the money that banks needed to do daily business began to dry up. The United States Federal Reserve Bank took steps to lower interest rates and to loosen the money supply. The European Central Bank put more than $130 billion into circulation. The dive leveled off, and markets seemed to return to normal. Could this crisis affect you? The Western world's financial markets have created a major problem that threatens the bedrock of global finance. You may be completely free of debt and still be impacted by this latest trouble. Foreign investors have taken on hundreds of billions of dollars of American debt. They are the ones who have borne the risks. Nations like China have financed the unrealistic housing boom and the irresponsible consumer spending of recent years. This can work as long as America and the major market for goods that are coming out of China. But America may not always be the world's major consumer. Some reports indicate that the European Union would become China's largest export market. The world is changing, and the day is coming when America will not be the economic powerhouse for all other nations. The confidence that other nations have in the American economy has been shaken, and confidence is a key ingredient of financial markets. When confidence in a currency is lost, all the good money flees to other currencies thought to be more secure. No one backs a loser in the high-stakes game of global finance. The United States has the largest trade deficit in the world. Great Britain has the world's third largest trade deficit. There exists the potential for an unprecedented financial meltdown. Now, many experts see this problem and predict a major shift in investment away from America and toward other nations which are healthier economies and, frankly, a better investment. The value of the American dollar has been steadily declining against other currencies for several years. Should confidence in the dollar lead to another currency, such as the euro, becoming the leading world currency, it would signal a major change in America's status. Now, you might be saying, this is a small crisis, not unlike others we've had. We'll get over it. And you may be right, for now. But there is more to the story. Other problems come together with this one to give us a warning that bigger changes are on the horizon. Are you living in a 9-10 economy, blindly assuming our financial security will continue? Are the signs of a major transition in the global economy right in front of us? What lies ahead for America, and how will this impact the standard of living that you have grown accustomed to all your life? Americans and other English-speaking peoples have enjoyed the wealthiest economies in all history, but all great nations of the past have reached a peak and then declined. Are we at that point for America? When we come back, I'll discuss this with my guest, fellow Beyond Today host, Steve Myers. Watch this message, and we'll be right back.
Discover why God made America the greatest nation in history in your free publication, The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. Understand how Britain and the United States were destined by God to change the world. Read in the Bible hundreds of prophecies from the time of Abraham and ancient Israel foretelling the United States' power today. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free publication that traces our people for thousands of years to the founding and creation of the United States. You need to understand the relevance of the Bible to America's place in the world today as never before. Get your free copy of The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv.
And we are back to Beyond Today. The featured booklet that we are offering today is The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. You know, it's often asked, is America mentioned in the Bible? And some who claim to be experts on the Bible say, no, America is not mentioned in the Bible. But this booklet will prove that statement wrong. America and Great Britain, as well as the other English-speaking peoples of our world, are mentioned in the Bible. And the Bible prophecies have a great deal to say about what is taking place in our countries today, and more importantly, what lies ahead tomorrow. This booklet will take you through a study with your Bible to reveal something to you that you weren't taught in school, but you'll be taught from the Bible what the truth is. There's a story of one of America's first great money men. He was once giving a speech to a group of bankers, and he explained how to predict the future of any economy. He explained it by pointing to the thermostat on the wall. And he said, if you want to know the temperature right now, I would look at the thermostat. But if I wanted to know what it would be 1 hour from now, I would go down into the basement to the furnace room and see what was working there. If all was running smoothly and efficiently, then I would know what the temperature would be in the future. If we want to understand what could lie ahead for the American economy, it would be good for us to look at what is taking place with some fundamentals in the boiler room of our economy. Steve, it's good to have you with us on this program and talking about this subject today on the economy and what lies ahead. Let's focus for a moment on the American baby boomers and their impact on social spending on the American economy in the future. What do you see about that?
Well, you talked about the boiler room. You want to get down to the boiler room. There's some issues going on. Things are boiling over down there.
Yeah.
Because we've got some financial difficulties that we're going to face as a society. Many of us are coming to that age of retirement. We're going to be retiring. In fact, the first baby boomer has just reached that retirement age. And the difficulty with that is that we're not prepared financially in the Social Security system for that. In fact, many experts are saying that within 12 years, the system will be running at a deficit. In other words, we're taking in less money than we're spending. We're spending more than we're taking in. And that can only last so long. In fact, some of the experts even bump that up to 7 years. Within 7 years, we'll be spending more than we're taking in. So that's one of those things that are overflowing down in the boiler room.
Is it just with Social Security that it will cause this overspending to take place, or are there other factors?
Well, you know what happens when you get older. It's a Social Security issue.
Stop working is what happens when you get older.
Yeah, you quit working.
Your health begins.
But the other thing
decline.
Is, yeah, you get sick. Old
right.
people get sick. And as we get sick, the difficulty is we look to the government to take care of us. The Medicare system was made in order to cover some of those difficulties. Now, this is something the experts don't disagree on. Mm-hmm. When you look at the Medicare system, it's in financial problems already. In fact, the government has just passed this program for the prescription drug benefits.
Costs billions of dollars.
Billions. Billions and billions. In fact, they project this out, and within the next 40 years, if you could imagine this, within 40 years, it would take the entire budget of today to cover those expenses. Well, that's not going to work. You know, the system is flawed, and we're not doing anything about it right now. We're putting it all off until later, and we've got to step up and meet those challenges.
I think most people also, the experts on this subject, realize that there's not going to be enough workers going forward to provide the funds for that.
Yeah, great point.
Which shows we really haven't saved in those trust accounts for those expenses.
Yeah, when it used to be worker after worker after worker would support just one retiree.
One person retired.
Now we're down to almost two people.
And that's going to shrink as we go forward.
And it gets smaller and smaller as more of those baby boomers come to retirement.
So, all right, so Medicare, Social Security, these are some major markers to note down in the boiler room. What about America's deficit spending? Is this a serious matter? Some say it is. Some say it isn't. What about it?
Yeah, I think that's one of the challenges. We almost have to bring it down to our level so that we all can basically understand these things, because you hear some of the numbers and the terms and they don't make any sense. But when you really look at it, if you and I were going to buy something, if you open your pocketbook and you have the money, you buy it. But see, our government isn't like that at all. We've spent hundreds of billions of dollars, more than we have. And we think we can continue to do that. Now, the interesting part is, the argument says that, well, it's only a very small part of our economy, just about 3% overall. So
Right. What
the experts, or at least the experts that support spending more than we make, they'll say, well, it's only 3%, so what we can do is we can manage it. Isn't that a great word?
Manage?
Yeah, we can manage it. Well, how do you manage those things? Well, we manage it by borrowing. Well, this could go on indefinitely. But I think we're kidding ourselves to think that some lender is going to continually support our extravagance. It's just not going to happen.
Well, one of those lenders is China. They hold a large number of dollars. What if they dumped all those dollars on the world market?
What a challenge that would be. I mean, it would be phenomenal, the consequences. And we don't even think about it. I mean, we've noticed it more and more lately. We've seen all these toy recalls with the lead and the difficulties and the choking hazards. And it's come more and more in the news that we're more aware of how much we buy from China.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think most people realize that we've got a debt of over $1 trillion that China holds as borrowing
and
to
And those
us.
Are American dollars, which represent our faith in our ability to pay what is behind that note, that dollar bill from the American Treasury.
Absolutely. Now, what happens if they say, well, pay up? Or what happens if they sell them out and they invest in euros instead of dollars? Well, immediately, all of our prices are going to go up. We'll be paying more for gas even than we are now. We're going to be paying more for goods. We're going to be paying more from everything that we buy from China, electronics, you just name it. It's going to skyrocket. Now, of course, some people argue, well, China wouldn't do that because, you know, they've got an investment and they don't want to lose out. Now, they definitely, their economy would drop down. But look at the millions upon millions of people that they have and what their economy is generating. And then you look at their other partners. You know, Europe is coming into its own, and at this point it seems to have reached even more of a sales partner than the United States over Europe.
Well, you mentioned Europe, and the trade deficit then is another marker, again, in that boiler room to examine. But I have read a great deal that with the oil that we buy that fuels our energy consumption, our gasoline and our automobiles, if the dollars that currently crude oil is denominated in were ever switched over to something like the euro, that would dramatically impact our pocketbook if the dollar would no longer be the currency that was used to price oil on the world market.
In fact, they've got a little phrase for that. They call it petrodollars.
Petrodollars.
Because they deal in dollar bills. They buy and sell oil in dollars. Now, what would happen if they switched to the euro? Suddenly, we in America would have to buy euros in order to buy oil, which means the euro is going to continue to go up.
Well, it is a factor in regard to what comes out of your pocketbook and what comes out of mine. Economics is a major topic. Sometimes it seems to be a very difficult topic for the average person, but believe me, it's important to you, it's important to me, and we should have an understanding of this. You know, what does all this talk of global finance really mean for you? Is there something that you can do to shelter yourself from the shifting financial sands? When we come back, we'll provide some practical things that you can do to help prepare yourself for the world ahead. Stay with us.
Understand how the United States and Britain were destined by God to change the world. Read in the Bible hundreds of prophecies from the time of Abraham and ancient Israel to understand the relevance of the Bible to America's place in the world today. Get your free copy of The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv. Does God really exist? Scientists now say you can prove it. What's the best way to rear your children for success? Questions need positive answers to the world's greatest issues and your personal ones as well. That's what you'll get when you get your free subscription to the Good News magazine. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free subscription. You'll be glad you did.
And we are back to Beyond Today. This last message you saw in an ad for the Good News Magazine, which is what we offer on every edition of Beyond Today. The Good News Magazine is free of charge. We'll give you a one-year subscription for going to our toll-free number or on our website at beyondtoday.tv. This is a magazine that you're going to want to have coming into your home. It covers a number of different topics of Christian living, prophecy, Bible teaching. This particular edition of the publication talks about breaking free from addictions. It's probably one of the most important publications we can put into your hands to help you on a month-to-month basis in your study of God's Word and your way of life. It'll help you to have some good news coming into your life. Now, we're back here for this section of our program with our Beyond Today hosts, Gary Petty and Steve Myers. Let's bring this down to the practical level of the individual. What is all this? How does all this translate, this talk of economics and financial matters? Gary, how does it all translate for the average person who's watching this program? How does it impact them?
Well, I think people need to realize that we live in a global economy. We don't realize that in our everyday lives. We go to Walmart, we go to Target. But the truth is, what happens in a plant in Mexico, what happens in the relationship between the dollar and the euro, these things affect our lives. And people need to understand that the world economy is affecting us every day and is going to have a long-term impact on us.
Yeah, and it's an interesting point because we have a tendency to emulate our leadership. And here in America, we're spending more than we take in in our economy. And, you know, in our homes, we're doing the same thing. In fact, statistics show 4 out of 10 of us are spending more money than we earn. How can you go on with that? It's not possible to continue that kind of a pattern.
You know, there's a saying that all politics are local, but what we've done, we've entered a world where all economics are global.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what's the state of the average person's finances?
Well, you know, when you look at just credit card debt in the United States is $800 billion. That figure means nothing to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
It's huge. Rolls right off the bat.
Right. But when we look at the individual, it's $9,000 per person. And I've known of people that have had credit card debt of over $35,000. No one can sustain any kind of economic stability when you're spending that much money on credit, because eventually you have to pay it back or give up what you've bought. And that is one of the most serious problems facing.
That's a form of economic slavery, really.
Absolutely.
Oh, sure.
The Bible talks about that. Proverbs 22:7 talks about, you know, the borrower is slave to the lender. And how many of us are in that position where we've been forced into bankruptcy? You know people that have gone into bankruptcy. I've counseled people that have gone into bankruptcy. In fact, 1 out of 60 households in America face bankruptcy right now. That's a huge number. We can't continue living like that.
When that payment comes in every month with that 18% interest.
18% or more.
Or more. That is slavery. You that are is. Now a slave to that company, yes.
No question about it. Most people don't read the fine print of those credit agreements, the credit cards that come so easily into our mailboxes and we sign up for, and they don't understand you're late for one payment and your interest rate jumps.
Right. Well, you get a feeling that, well, if I pay the minimum payment is good. I covered my debt for that month and then I don't have to worry about it for another month. But most people don't realize that $1,000 worth of credit card debt, if you pay the minimum payment, it takes 22 years to pay that off. 22 years.
And credit cards companies are there to make money. So they want people to be enslaved to them so they can make money. That's the purpose. They're making it at the expense of
their customers.
Of their customers. That's right.
That's what they expect to happen. Mm-hmm. They call someone who pays off their credit card every month without paying any interest, they call that person a deadbeat.
Yeah.
It's all turned around.
And, of course, you get the offers after offer after offer comes in the mail to spend more. Here's some checks. Just write another one.
Which brings up the question. What causes people, what are the reasons that people find themselves in debt?
You know,
this type of consumer debt we're talking
about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things. One I can think of is we live in such a now me immediate society that we forget to plan ahead for the future. And sometimes in planning ahead for the future, it means we have to give up a little now for a bigger gain in the future. Studies have shown that children who are willing to give up one piece of candy to get two pieces of candy a little later actually do better in life. And so we don't want to do that. We want everything now. And the result is we use credit to get it now. But you know, what we're actually doing is we're mortgaging off our future is what we're doing.
We are. In fact, there was an interesting study done about credit card debt. 40% of us are over-obligated with our credit cards. That's the American way, in a sense, isn't it? So I'm going to buy it on credit, and yet we can't afford it. 40% of us are buying above our income.
Well, that explains why if you go into any bookstore, there are dozens, hundreds of books on finance.
Yes.
And how to get out of debt and how to manage your finances. Is there one book that most people overlook when it comes to a source of financial information?
I think of Solomon saying, go to the ant and how the ant plans for the future by taking food in and storing it for the winter. That's from the Bible. The Bible contains hundreds of passages that contain very important information about how to finance or take care of your finances, how to plan for the future, how to have a work ethic, which is a major teaching in the scripture, that if you're not willing to work for something, you shouldn't get it, which is not what our, you know, get everything free quick society believes in. The Bible contains important, vital information on how you can learn to manage your money.
Yeah, practical information for that matter. Practical steps that you can. So you need more money, you need to work harder. You need to have a job. You need to be secure in that way. You need to spend what you have and not what you don't have. That whole principle is all wrapped up in the Bible. And it's not going to sell you short. Sometimes I think we feel that, well, if I follow the Bible, then I'm going to be left out. I won't be able to have what I want. But that's a fallacy, because John 10:10 says Jesus Christ came that we would have life and that we'd have it more abundantly. So we won't be sold short.
Yeah, Steve, I want to connect that with a thought that Gary made, because Gary talked about the Bible teaching a work ethic. But that goes contrary to some common ideas that people promote of a wealth gospel, that you can, you know, just expect riches to flow out from God towards you with little or no effort. The work ethic nails that down.
Yes.
That's false.
When God talks about giving riches to us, now sometimes those are physical things, but what he's talking about is what happens inside us, which of course gives us a different outlook on the physical things that we have. But yes, we have to earn physical things in many ways. We have to learn to work. We have to learn to manage it. We have to learn to take care of it. We have to learn to share it with others. And those are all principles from the scripture.
Right. Well, I think our audience is probably looking to have some practical information if, as many of them probably are, caught in a trap, a mortgage they can't afford, credit cards that are strapping them every month. What are some practical things for people to do to manage or to get out of the mountain of debt they may be under?
You know, every state now requires that when someone goes through personal bankruptcy, they have to go to classes to be educated on how to manage their money. And I think the very first step is get educated on how to get control of your money. It's your money. Learn how to control it, not let other people control it for you. So get educated. There are books, there are classes, there are ways to become educated on how to set up a budget and how to get control of your money. That's step number one.
In fact, if you're going to put the greatest financial book first,
the Bible,
put the Bible first, you've got to do what the Bible says. And that means put God first, not just the information in his word, but put God first. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these others will be added unto you. And so that's the point. Put your priorities first in God. That's where it has to start. And God's going to help you get your finances in order. That way we can have first things first.
I think, Gary, there's some very simple budget sheets and budget ideas that people have that they can find available to them that will help them step through a process, right?
Budget, budget, budget. That's the most important thing you can do if you want to get control of your money. This is a simple budget sheet you can get. You can get these any place. Books contain them. You can get workbooks to show you how to set up a budget. It'll show you how to set up how much you spend out of every paycheck for housing, for utilities, for food and household, transportation, insurance, so that you learn where every cent is going, so that you know where it's going and how much actual discretionary income you have. Once you get that kind of control, get out of debt, and then you can actually begin to use your money for your benefit.
Maybe we do what it says on our dollar bills, in God we trust. Start there, and the rest will flow much more naturally.
Putting God in the picture is always good advice. We've been talking about personal finances, but it applies on a larger scale to a nation. Your personal finances can get out of control, and so can America's. We'll be right back for a final comment.
Understand how the United States and Britain were destined by God to change the world. Read in the Bible hundreds of prophecies from the time of Abraham and ancient Israel to understand the relevance of the Bible to America's place in the world today. Get your free copy of The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv.
Let's face it, the United States has written checks that cannot be cashed. It is temporarily shielded from the consequences by political leadership that does not have the integrity and courage to face the moral and fiscal consequences of greed, indifference, and self-indulgence. And the fault does not lie just with leadership. Every citizen must see his or her role in creating a society that cannot pay its bills and chases after the gods of consumerism and mammon while others finance our indulgence. Both the nation and its citizens have been living beyond their means for too long. Other countries see this and are taking steps to protect themselves from market volatility caused by this behavior. Isaiah the prophet said of ancient Israel in a message that resonates into our modern world, "Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity. They have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faints. From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it." Now, these ancient prophecies have modern relevance for today's world. Unless the United States as a whole understands and accepts the root causes of its current dilemma, and every individual comes to a deep, heartfelt repentance, America will stumble blindly forward till the day of accounting is required for the great sin of forgetting where our blessings originated. The descendants of Jacob tend to forget the source of their wealth and abundance. God foretold this when he brought the tribes of Israel into the land of promise. "So it shall be," he said, "when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build. Then beware, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." In a prophecy that applies to America, God said that power and the confidence that comes with that power would be removed because of the way we lived. He said, "I will break the pride of your power." One day, and it hasn't happened yet, we will awaken and discover our world has changed. America will no longer be the leading power of the world. Are you living in a 9-10 economy? The signs of economic change have been in front of us for many years, but we go blindly on as if nothing will change. The current crisis may stabilize, but another will follow. God is ever merciful, but there will be a day of judgment if America does not repent. Don't let complacency lull you to sleep when it comes to world events. Steve, Gary, thanks for being with us on this program today. Remember, when you are wanting to understand your world, this is the program to find, Beyond Today. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.